Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more.
I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. On this episode, we continue our 6 Degrees of Scotland series with a look at three more Scottish Americans who made lasting contributions to American culture. Our opening track is from a new album collaboration between Scottish Highland-based singer-songwriters Brian O'Hara and Fiona McKenzie. It's a song inspired by the adventures of the great Irish monastic navigator, St. Brendan. Let's listen together.
Is yallus vogach lin hic guien an denje hans gach rav ha urni is uignis hans a gurb ha chanus is iari hey yo hey 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 yo oh valachur hey yo hey 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 yo Ellenen fylgen skild an ielige, ellenen kyrch leddinje cho tygsjoch, ellenen nien mar fares halv, shine of guhar, hot of glord an aher.
Hei yo, hei, 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 hei yo, o valachur, hei yo, hei, 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 hei yo.
Skill is crumb urgins a fag of gachdrug a coni nur kriechen shinye habyanichje shinye le erbse lorigi arsoch illanen nevse
hey yo hey 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 yo oh
That was Brian O'Hara and Fiona McKenzie with the opening song on their 2020 album Tua, an exploration into the connections between the Gaels and their northern European neighbours. Quite a lovely record, and it's available through Naxos World Music at naxos.com, N-A-X-O-S.com. Before we dive in today, I want to give a shout out to a few listeners who have sent me feedback recently. Tina found Simply Scottish while looking for Scottish music and information after a trip to the Highlands that left her smitten with the country. She listens to the show from the woods of Connecticut in the United States and found our Peace in the Pandemic episode to be comforting and inspiring indeed. Tina, thanks for tuning in. I also heard recently from Scottish writer Ian Douglas in Scotland. He's been a listener of Simply Scottish for years. Scottish history has always been a fascination of his, and Ian has written several books on the topic, including Mary Queen of Scots, A Brief History, and Scotland's Great Lowland Castles. Stirling is his favourite castle, and it's easy to see because it's one of my favourites too. Years ago, when I visited these properties, Historic Environment Scotland gave me full access and private guided tours. So much history and so many stories. We'll need to do a few episodes more on Scotland's other castles, besides the main ones Edinburgh and Stirling Castle. Ian, thanks for being one of our long-time listeners. You can look Ian Douglas up online at booksellers like Apple Books or Amazon. And finally, over on the Simply Scottish Facebook page, Deborah left a nice recommendation for the podcast, saying, "If you love Scotland, you will love Simply Scottish. A nice mix of history, news, folklore, music, and everything else. Thanks, Deborah, for recommending the show on Facebook. If you're listening today and I haven't heard from you yet, please get in touch. You can send me an email directly at andrew@simplyscottish.com. That's andrew@simplyscottish.com. Or send a message through our contact form on the website, simplyscottish.com. This podcast is a labor of love, and my payment is simply hearing from listeners and knowing where in the world you're enjoying the show from. So please do reach out, andrew@simplyscottish.com. Anytime. Is it possible to connect almost everything and everyone to Scotland in 6 degrees or less? In this and other episodes, we're exploring Scotland's links with the world. The idea is based on an intriguing 20th century social theory called 6 degrees of separation. In the last few decades, various studies testing the hypothesis have shown that it's possible to connect any two people in a vast network, be it a country, database, or online network like Twitter, by a measurable degree. I thought this was fascinating, and I decided to use it as a great way to explore Scotland's global influence. I compiled several articles on the topic for the Scots magazine, exploring some prominent Scottish Americans and Scottish Canadians first, and now I'm sharing that work on the podcast in an ongoing series. By studying the stories of Scottish immigrants and their ancestors, we can illuminate the world's connections to Scotland and better appreciate the contributions of its people. Today, we look at three more prominent Scottish Americans and their ties to Scotland. We'll hear about the first, singer Joan Baez, in a few minutes. First, let's listen to more from Brian O'Hara and Fiona McKenzie. The second track on their latest album, Tua, adds in the beautiful voice of Fiona. It's an oceanic ballad concerning the adventures of Caillcha, one of a band of legendary warriors in Celtic mythology.
Me, some Jew, a honey, me, a
Singer Joan Baez's career in music began over five decades ago. From the early 1960s, she was at the forefront of the American Roots Revival, alongside other artists like Joni Mitchell, Bonnie Raitt, and Emmylou Harris. She sang a mix of her own music and that of others, and helped bring the artistry of Bob Dylan to a wider audience. As important to her as music was her social activism, campaigning for a number of issues related to non-violence, civil rights, human rights, and the environment. She performed and engaged her audiences at a number of historic events, including the 1963 March on Washington with Dr. Martin Luther King, and the 1969 Woodstock Festival. Half the credit for Baez's distinctive voice and passion for defending human rights goes to her mother, Joan Bridge Baez, born in Edinburgh in 1913. Baez Sr., known affectionately as Big Joan to her daughters Wee Joan, was the daughter of a Scottish minister who preached at St. John's Episcopal Church in Scotland's capital. As a child, Baez Sr. emigrated with her family, first to Canada and then to the United States, where she met and married Mexican-born Albert Baez. Their middle daughter, Joan, was born in New York. The family lived in a number of countries, including England, France, Switzerland, and Spain. Baez Jr.'s parents instilled in her the value of human life and the need to fight for justice. Experiencing life in different cultures enhanced both her music and her activism. Baez describes herself as having strong Scots blood, and acknowledges the influence of her Scottish heritage in her music, especially the early ballads. Examples include the Robert Burns-inspired Fare Thee Well and the popular Scottish folk song Wild Mountain Time. Joan Baez's distinctive music stands out from the crowd, and I, for one, still enjoy putting her records on from time to time to enjoy it again. One of the most enduring symbols of America is Uncle Sam. A number of images have personified him over the years, all representing the grit, maturity, and resilience of the United States. American artist James Montgomery Flagg created the most famous illustration in 1917 as a recruitment poster for the U.S. Army. It featured an older Uncle Sam with a white goatee, dressed in red, white, and blue, and pointing straight at the viewer. The name Uncle Sam has been a metaphor for the USA since the days of the Revolutionary War. But the character finds its roots in one man in particular, Samuel Wilson. Born in 1766, Wilson was the son of Edward and Lucy Wilson, originally from Greenock, Scotland. At age 22, Samuel and his brother moved to Troy, New York, and built several successful businesses. By the onset of the Anglo-American War in 1812, Wilson was a successful meat packer and had already earned the nickname Uncle Sam among friends and associates. He secured a contract to provide meat to the American troops. Over 5,000 barrels of pork and beef stamped with the initials U.S. were delivered to soldiers of the Northern Army. A number of troops began to associate the initials U.S. with the name Uncle Sam. In time, Samuel's notoriety grew and the moniker stuck. After the war, Wilson continued his brickyard and meatpacking ventures and remained an active participant in the civil affairs of Troy. He died in 1854 at the age of 87. In 1961, the 87th United States Congress adopted a resolution officially identifying Samuel Wilson as the progenitor of Uncle Sam. In 1989, the city of Troy erected a monument in his likeness. Although the embodiment of Uncle Sam goes beyond just one man or one legend, one can certainly see the distinctive hallmarks of the Scottish nature embedded in this great American symbol. More music now, this time from the firebrand Scottish trio Talisk. Mohsen Amini, Hayley Keenan, and Graham Armstrong seamlessly blend concertina, fiddle, and guitar to produce an enthralling signature sound. From their 2016 debut album, Abyss, this is Echo. Thank you. Listening to Simply Scottish, and that was music from Scottish trio Talisk. Our third prominent American with tangible Scottish roots is none other than Jack Daniel, founder of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. One of Scotland's biggest exports is whiskey, but can it lay claim to the biggest selling whiskey in America? Born Jasper Newton Daniel in Lynchburg, Tennessee, around 1850, Daniel suffered the loss of both of his parents at an early age. He was taken in by Dan Call, a local minister, who also ran a dry goods store and whiskey still. Young Daniel learned the trade and eventually took over the distillery operation himself. The methods he used to produce his whiskey, including charcoal filtering and aging to taste in handcraft barrels, set his product apart. Daniel also employed novel marketing and packaging ideas, launching his distinctive square bottle in 1895, and using hot air balloons as a promotional tool. In 1903, Daniel's whiskey was awarded the World's Fair Gold Medal after beating out 19 other whiskies from around the world. Although he never married, Daniel brought his nephews into the business, and they continued in their uncle's footsteps after Daniel's untimely death in 1911. The Jack Daniel's name has survived Prohibition and two world wars, and today is one of the most recognizable brands in the United States. So where did Jack Daniel get the independent spirit and tenacity for which he was so well known? His paternal grandparents immigrated to America in the late 18th century. Grandfather Joseph Daniel was from Wales, while Daniel's grandmother, Elizabeth Calloway, hailed from Scotland. In overcoming adversity to achieve long-lived success, Jack Daniel embodies not just American spirit, but the spirit of his Scottish and Welsh heritage as well. Scotland's connections with the world are innumerable, which is wholly remarkable given the size of the country and its population. In other episodes, we'll continue our 6 Degrees of Scotland series, profiling prominent Americans, Canadians, and others of Scottish descent, whose links to Scotland exemplify the 6 Degrees idea of interconnectedness. And these days especially, it's all about exploring what brings us together and what we have in common as human beings. There's so much tribalism, negativity, and division happening in the world right now. One of my favorite radio personalities says that there's really only two groups of people in the world. People who are decent and people who are indecent. That's really what matters in the end. And as it happens, the Scots can be a pretty decent bunch. Which is why we're profiling their achievements and their stories. You can stay up to date on new episodes and chances to win Scottish albums of music by liking and following us on social media. facebook.com/simplyscottish or twitter.com/simplyscottish. And you can enjoy all 60 plus episodes of the podcast at simplyscottish.com or anywhere you can find podcasts these days. Apple's Podcasts app, Google Play, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn, etc. And when you get a chance, shoot me an email at andrew@simplyscottish.com with ideas about future episodes, to tell me where you're listening, to let me know your connection to Scotland and if you've ever been there before. Anything you want to share with me regarding Scotland and all things Scottish, email me at andrew@simplyscottish.com. We'll conclude with something from the Simply Scottish Music Archives. From 1999 to 2001, I recorded Simply Scottish live every week on a National Public Radio affiliate in South Texas. During that time, I received countless albums from Scottish and Celtic music labels and artists. Here's one of these albums, Delirium, from the band Capercaillie. The song is called Breishlach, surely one of the performances that inspired actor Sean Connery to once say that lead singer Karen Matheson had the voice of an angel. I'm Andrew McDermott. Let's connect again soon for another celebration of all things Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening. Yarın sevi sır adam.
skure dans les ruf abis jodur ans rein stav ku kva kaldrum su Shock, shock.